The maid of his house, the sister Anne, called me other day. She said, Pastor Roberts, I work 10 hours a day. Do you all hear me? She makes $550 a week, 10 hours a day. She works 10 hours a day. She said, I was sick. And they said to me, you go to the doctor, but you get in here. She said, I'm sick. I'm hurting. Well, you can't still come to work? We need you here. And they are millionaires who she worked for. 2 years the woman's been promising her raise. She said the last time she gave a raise, she gave it $25. $25. Mr. Paulson, I guarantee the janitor makes minimum. I guarantee you that. I guarantee you that. And yet, those hedge farm brokers, they're making $200,000 or $300,000 a year. Betting with your money. Betting with your money. You saw what happened over there in London. Largest bank with that fella. He lost something like $500 million. And they knew he was betting using the money. That's what the banks do. I don't trust the monies in the banks. They take the monies and they use it to bet. They bet on it. When they lose, you lose too. That's why the market crashed. He earned $3.7 billion last year, which management consultant Pete Cohan points out means Paulson in 2007 made, look what he made now. This is what Paulson made. Listen, Paulson last year made 30 times, 30 now, you'll hear that? 30 times he made last year, 30 times in 1 hour, what the medium family made all year. So if a medium family made $65,000 in 1 year, $60,000, then he made that in 1 hour 30 times. 30 times in 1 hour. He made $2+ million 1 hour with a medium family. That's the way it is, brothers and sisters. Well, who is Mr. Paulson? You think he doesn't control how you think and what he wants you to think? Mr. Murdoch, Rufus Murdoch, billionaires. Mr. Buffett, billionaires. All of them. You think that their little meetings that they have, that's not the agenda? Sure it is, brothers and sisters. That's why we need to know young. We need to walk in his truth. We can't allow the poisoning of the society to segregate Israel, to cause us to begin to doubt Yah. We can't do that. 30 times in 1 hour of the medium family, the medium income in America for family is about $67,000. That's a man with basically a college degree, his wife, and they're making combined $67,000 a year. He made that much 30 times over in 1 hour. 1 hour. Paulson, who now oversees roughly $28 billion in access, earned his payout by standing conventional wisdom on his head and betting U.S. housing prices would decline nationally. And that investment-grade mortgage bonds would default in record numbers. So he's going to buy up the bonds. That's what they do. They buy the bonds up. And then you got the other heads that go in and buy those bonds from them and nothing. They make the people, come on, a person live in a house. Brothers and sisters, listen. If you pay $60,000 for a house and your payment's $1,000 a month, then in 5 years, literally, you pay for the house. Even in 10 years, they've made double the price. Why this wicked America? Even among the Islamic nations, they cannot charge usury. They cannot charge you 10% of the money, 8%. You may have to pay a fee. You borrow $500. Okay, your fee is $20. You pay that. But as far as that, you buy a house in America, they finance for 30 years, and they make you think that you own something. You own nothing. They make you think you own something. You own nothing. You have nothing. You own nothing. You don't own a piece of America. They come take this land tomorrow if they want it. I hope it's not in America. I promise it's not in America. It's in Yahshua the Lamb. And with this land, eminent domain, they can take it tomorrow. Nothing we can do. And they give us what they want us to give us. And they can put a multi-billion dollar corporation right here and tell us the land is worth $3,200 an acre. We're going to pay you that price. And there's nothing you can do. Because it's going to enhance South Carolina. It's going to bring a tax revenue into South Carolina. What are you going to do? Tell me. There's nothing you can do, brothers and sisters, nothing. That's why Yah does not want us to trust in America. He wasn't trusted in her wealth or anything. Her wealth is superficial. It is not the wealth of Yah. It is Yah that is able to give. He is the one that gives us wealth and health. Yah gives us wealth. And Yah gives us health. Not America. She doesn't. Her health system destroys us. I hope that adamant crowd against this health care system, I hope they never let it go through. Because they put these synthetic forms of drugs in it, it kills you. You go, they send you to one specialist. They send you to one specialist, you got to have two or three opinions. You go to one specialist, he prescribed this drug. Well, this drug right here prescribed you for your feet. Then that drug works against the drug that the specialist has prescribed you for your hands. Then you go see another specialist because the hand drugs and the feet drugs, they're causing other effects on you. So you got to go about your eyes. So they prescribe the drugs that work against the feet drug and the hand drug, and then it creates a belly problem. Then you gotta go to a stomach or a belly specialist. Then they put drugs in you that create a problem in your head. You got problem there. And so all these multiplicity of drugs, these synthetic forms that the pharmaceuticals, the pharmac is getting richer. And they're paying these pulpit little weak doctors, giving them bonuses to sell the drugs, and they subscribe to drugs, this Vioxin and all of this. Come on, brothers and sisters, they will tell you what they're doing. They're not afraid to tell you. Killing the folks by the thousands. That's what they're doing, killing folks. Yah gave us a way to be healthy. Don't learn the ways of the heathen. Don't go that way. Invest in the kingdom. Don't go the way of the heathen. Don't learn the way of the heathen. And these diseases won't come upon us. We've learned the way of the heathens, have we not? That's why we have depression, we're in agony, we're in anxiety, because we learn how to hate like them, we learn how to act like them, we learn how to be selfish, we learn how to be greedy, we learn how to lust like them, we learn how to do things just like the heathens, have we not? And that's why we have all these sensations that we're going through. That's why we go through so much, brothers and sisters. Y'all doesn't tend for us to go through that. That's why we want us to put on the cloak of Sadiq, of righteousness. We submit ourselves unto the word of Yah, then we can resist the devil, he will flee every time. We can resist the imaginations and thoughts. We can cast them down. You're not going to cast them down if you don't submit yourself unto the word of Yah. We got to submit ourselves unto the word of Yah. Every word is pure. We got to submit ourselves unto it. We can cast down the enemy. He must flee from us. This is going to happen because we got to get our minds ready for this great, this mikra that's coming up. I don't want to be like the world. I don't want to be like this, brothers and sisters. What can a man do with that kind of money? Tell me. Robbing the people. Taking their funds. Robbing, using their money. And his monies are not being lost. Isn't it amazing how these men bear Stearns and these men for these CEOs, the corporation have lost billions of dollars. And they walk away with 60 million, 75 million, 100 million. It's not even a shameful thing. It's a wickedness that must be dealt with. And Yah is going to deal with that. He's going to deal with it. Well, the Soviet Union came down, but then you have this group of about 200-300 people that run the Soviet. More billionaires in Moscow than in New York City. Do you hear me? Since Perestroika, Mr. Reagan, more billionaires in Moscow than New York City. And the little folks are poor there. Why are you? It's the most drunken. Come, I don't care. I don't care if the man's skin is white. I don't care if it's black. I don't care if it's brown. I care what it is. You put a people in a position like that and oppress them, you will have Russians. They kill more police officers than anywhere in the world. They knock them out like flies. Drunkenness and drugs. Drugs is rampant. AIDS. Everything. Why? Because the people are oppressed. They work on jobs and never get paid. And yet you have a class of people that are so powerfully rich. They're so powerfully rich. And they suppress the poor. They don't have to wait in line to get nothing. And so you have this depression that causes one to drink and the intent for them to do that, to kill each other in the fight. You have more domestic violence in Russia than there in any nation upon the face. They kill and they butcher and they fight all the time. You put any people in that position, just like they do in a country like Africa. And in a continent, they rape the minds of the people, they rob, they steal, and men like this pulse and dogs like this, because they invest in the gold, they invest in the mines, they invest in the wheat fields. Why they tearing up the Amazons, folks tearing it up just to grow wheat. Why? For them to make money. This false thing with this bio food, this biofuel, it's just a false thing, brothers and sisters. That's all it is. I was listening to one, I think, today. I was talking with David down there. He said, Pastor Robert, they're talking about wheat. 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 And I just said that about wheat, didn't I? What is the commodity? Going up to $13 a bushel. He said, I got a friend. He said, if he get 4 bushels an acre, and he got 1,000 acres, he's going to make out well this year. He grows wheat. It's all wheat. $13 a bushel? He said, doesn't sound much, 4 bushels an acre. But you got 1,000, you add that about 13, that's a lot of money, isn't it? Boy, that's a lot of money. He's not going to make it there because he got to put chemicals and he spent all his back in chemicals. It's Mr. Paulson that makes the money. And then those that invest in that, they get a few pennies off of that, shekels. Yah doesn't want us to be a part of this mind forming and shaping, brothers and sisters. He wants our minds to be shaped by Yeshua. He doesn't want us to be a part of. He doesn't want us to be a part of America's ways, her deeds and her actions. He doesn't want that. Not at all. Not one bit at all. You never a matter like that. You got. It has to be judged properly and right. It has to be done right. They did not judge that. Those mothers down there crying for their children. We want our children, please. And you know what the opinion is of the people? You know what what the article said? I wish I had printed that article out. Said the opinion of the people is that they did the right thing by taking their children. My, what dogs of hell. They shape your mind to believe what they want you. They shape the mind of white folks to believe this. They shape the mind of black folks to believe this. They shape the mind of Jews to believe that. That's you can look at me any kind of way. That's what they do. That's what this wicked world does. And the people say this, it was the right thing. This is the right thing. I say, my. That little boy, all he knows is his mama riding his bike. His daddy, come on, they rip him from his mama, put him in some house with some old strange, wicked woman. Come on, little fella, watch, tell him, come on. You don't understand the wickedness of that? How vile that is? Alter his mind away from the discipline and the truth they've taught them. Y'all's going to bring this whole down. He's going to rip her. He's going to rip her straight off. She's going to fall like a drunken Jezebel. Sure she is. Hallelujah. That's what's going to happen to America. He $28 million, driven by part of the hedge fund managers are making income inequality in 2007, was the highest level since 1928, the year before the Great Depression. So what it's saying right here, the monies that the hedge fund managers are making, there was no other time in history whereby this kind of money was made until 1928, right before the Great Depression. Let the Depression fall, yeah. Hallelujah. The tremendous wealth enjoyed by top hedge fund managers was thrust into the spotlight last year when Blackstone Group, the hedge fund run by Stephen Schwarzman, became a public trade company. Stunned by news stories about Schwarzman. Look at that, his lavish lifestyle. They buy $100,000 bathroom bowls, $50,000 curtains, $10,000 bedroom slippers. With the monies of ignorant people thinking they're making money. And they give them a few shekels. Some members of Congress tried to change laws allowing hedge fund profits to be taxed as capital gain. You think they're going to do that? You think they're going to... The little cowards up there in Congress, they have no power. They have no power. At 15% and not as the income rate more than twice that. That's what they pay no taxes. And yet they drive a little man like us. They drive us in the ground. They don't even go in and inspect and review large corporations' records today. The ones that have been taking the tithes are small, medium corporations, little businesses with a few people there. They're going in and robbing them. Raping them with their taxes. And yet these dogs, they don't pay 15%. They put all their monies on in the offshore. Their company, their countries that you don't have to pay no taxes. You can put your monies there. You can put up a corporation. You can establish a corporation right there. All these ships that there, like these big ships that sail the seas of the world, not any of them fly the American flag. They fly flags like from Barbados and Jamaica, from far reachable places, because they have to pay no taxes. None. They're not stationed here in America, but the owners live here. They transfer their monies out of this country. The system is that way because it's a corrupt one. And a little man that's trying to work and make a living, those that are living off $500 a month, trying to buy this damnable medicine and live. And yet they think they have hope in politicians. They have nothing at all. Our security is in Yahshua. We can't allow them to shape our minds. We got to stop allowing the things to touch our minds. We got to stop it, brothers and sisters. That's why we're twisted in emotional wrecks at times. We can't allow it. And that is the truth. Because the hedge fund managers make their money by charging fees. Now, this is how they make their money. They make their money by charging fees on investment from rich people. These fees represent the redistribution of wealth from the rich to the very rich. They take from the poor for the rich. Do you all hear that? The redistribution of wealth. They take from the rich and the very rich get it. So they take from the poor. You know they take it from the rich. You think they're not taking from the poor and the working class man? By contrast, the income inequality plague many developing countries represent rich people profiting at the expense of the poor. He said that's what happened. In every nation there you got a rich class of people and everyone else is poor. That's it. They control the media, don't they? So they cause us to raise hell at each other. Because you got a goat and I get upset with that. And it creates the friction. You don't never think what they're doing, how they're manipulating you and taking advantage of you. We don't think like that. We don't see how the enemy takes advantage of us to turn us of one against each other and to fight against each other. We don't see that. And that's what he does. We don't see that. See, the body of Yahshua is not, there's no duplicity there. There's no mendacity there. There's no duplicity. It's real. There's no contradiction in his body. No whatsoever. Further, Gabaach said the economy may benefit from these managers spending the money they have earned. You think they're going to spend the money? What do they spend money on? They spend money on boats along from here across the shop over there. 300-foot, 500-foot boats. You think they're going to Piggly Wiggly's, Walmart? They buy mansions in the Alps. London, they divest their monies. They're not going to shoe shop and buy a pair of shoes, $39. Several hedge fund managers have a reputation of philanthropy. That's how they do it. See, now they make us think that they're doing so much. According to one report, George Soros, the second highest paid hedge fund manager last year, he made $2.9 billion last year. George Soros, $2.9 billion, has spent $6 billion on philanthropy activities ranging from fighting poverty in Africa to funding universities in the Soviet Union. Well, he's made hundreds of billions of dollars off the backs of the poor folks. So he put a little out there and they say, oh, he's a beautiful man. Mr. Soros, he helped little poor folks in Africa. He built a university in Russia. He's what they call a Russian Jew. And all these men, their names, they're all what you call Jews. That's what they are. So he spent all his, he spent a little money there and it looks awful nice, doesn't it? I never forget old hillbilly, they were talking about Mr. Buffett. how he's given the Bill and Melinda Gates Fund something like $12 billion. With this old hillbilly call in and with his drawl, and I'm glad what he said, Man, that was perfect what he said. He said, well, I think it's a shame. He said, I don't applaud them what they've done. I don't applaud them. He said, the man didn't need all the money anyway. He was just a greedy dog. He said, somebody else could have made some of that money. He said, you all making light of it like he's done something. Well, he ain't done nothing wonderful. He was just a greedy man. He was a greedy pig. He said, here, I can't hardly make it. I could have made some of that money. What is he? And he's giving it away like that. And you all promote him, make him look as though he's doing something great. See that? They're philanthropists. Can I tell you how they do it, brothers and sisters? It's very easy. Bill and Melinda Gates, their fund has about $30 billion in their philanthropy fund. About $30 billion. That's a lot. Their nations don't even have that much GDP. His daddy, her parents, they run the funds, all right? What they do with that, brothers and sisters, listen. Bill Gates putting all his money in the fund where there's no taxes. You don't never have to pay no taxes. The rich, they're conniving and they're wicked. And so everything about what he does is done from the fund. If you want to build him, come in his house that he owns out there, brothers and sisters. It's like 100 to 165,000 square feet of space. And it's too small for him and two children and a wife. He had to add on to that house. Is that a fool? He's not even a fool. So what they do, they put their monies in those kind of philanthropy endeavors. They pay no taxes at all. Not. See, the man like Mr. Buffett with all that money, he's coming to a point whereby he's going to have to divvy it up. So instead of divvying it up, he put it in a fund like that. What he does, he put it in his fund. You hear me? He put it in the Buffett philanthropy fund. He transferred to Mr. Bill Gates. Well, come on, my brother, says that money is making money. You understand? We just saw how the rich make money off the rich and the super rich become richer, right? So if you got $1 billion in the bank, just if you had $1 billion, how much money do you think you're going to make a day? You're going to make $1 million plus every day. Boom, 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 boom. So $300 million in a year, that's not saying very much. You give $200,000 here, that's how they're giving it out. You give $500,000 here, you give $1 million here. And over a period of time, over years, of course that add up. But it's just interest money you're making off the fund. Come on, the Ford fund been there for what? Something like 40-some years, 50 years. And they still have something like 20 some billion dollars. The funds that's been like that since the 30s. And they still have money. That's what colleges do. That's what they call them endowments. Endowments. School like Harvard has about a $75 billion endowment. School like those schools have $100 billion worth of endowment. And they don't even want to, they charge the students $50,000 a year. Come on. That's what the endowment is supposed to be for. The students can come free. And they make money. They don't have no problem paying a basketball coach $3 million a year, do they? And that's what they do. So it seems as though the Mr. Soros is doing something nice. He's not doing nothing, brothers and sisters. He's not doing nothing. He's making interest off that money, giving a little here, giving a little there. Even with Bill Gates, they say that they are one of the most stingiest people on the face of the earth when it comes to doling out that money. They give very little of it away. But it makes us think because PBS promotes them. Oh, but Bill and Melinda Gates, this is sponsored by the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation. Yeah, because they want to project the kind of image they want in the minds of the people that they're doing something real sweet. And they're not doing anything sweet. They're robbing the small people and the little people. They're robbing and raping them. They're altering their ability to think and their thought process. That's what they're doing, brothers and sisters. They believe that they're superhumans. That's what they believe. So we will not, Israel, allow this wicked world to alter the perceptions and the concepts of Yah that He has placed within us. And that is to know Him and to walk in His truth. And that's what we must do. Walk in the truth of Yah. We must do that. We cannot be a part of it. We cannot allow the media or the tools of the wicked. And these are wicked men. One day I'm going to take some time and there are some things we're going to talk about it here. This preacher is going to talk about it. And I will show you factual stuff. Because we need to hear it. We need to. It's a part of what we see. It's a part of what Scripture is talking about, this end time scenario. That's why they're going to cast their gold and their silver into the streets, because it's going to be worthless. And the American dollar is becoming really worth nothing. Whether you all believe that or not, it's becoming worth nothing. Every currency of the world has excelled above that. Nothing. And the only way that this country makes money, it is a war machine. That's not the only way. It creates it. It must be. You must have wars. You have to. That's what they do. Kill corporation. They make money. And the rich are making money in Iraq. They're killing folks, but they're making money. They're making a lot of it too. They're making a lot of it. They're making a lot of money. That's what they're doing. And if you resist that, they will crush you. They will crush you. This man, Mr. Chavez, we didn't know nothing about him. All of a sudden, he becomes this ill-reputed thing, doesn't he? Doesn't he? In the eyes of everyone, Mr. Chavez, he's a terrorist. Why is it that he's a terrorist? They got us thinking that everyone, Rush Limbaugh don't call them ragheads and things like that. Them ragheads because they're all terrorists. And when you see an Arabic or someone like that, you think they're terrorists. Come on, folks, you say what you want to. You go to communities, they see someone that's black, they think he's going to rob them or rape them. And that's just the truth, brothers and sisters. That's what this media does. It creates that kind of concept. Someone says, well, he's going to take my job. I remember something very vivid. I'll show you all this happened. I'm going to close. I remember when Harvey Gantt, he was the mayor of Charlotte. He was running against Jesse Helm for the Senate. And Jesse Helm did. I mean, come on. It was not the people of color put Harvey Gantt in office. It was Caucasian. Come on. Everybody voted for the man. I'll never forget this. And I'm showing how the media will alter the minds of the people. I show you how it tricked folks. All of a sudden, Obama's on the head and then Clinton. Or Clinton's up here and Obama down and he went. That's just crazy. I wouldn't vote for one of the pigs. And they're all the pigs. Obama's not a poor man. He made $4.2 million last year. That ain't bad money, is it? A lot of money. All of us together will make that over our lifetime. He made that in 1 year. His income, $4.2 million. Citizenship don't pay for $186,000 a year. President doesn't make but $400,000. Vice president doesn't make but around $260,000 a year. Mr. Clinton been out of office. Come on. 8 years, you know how much money he's made? He's made over $100 million. Matters made over, he came out, an Arkansas poor boy, he's made over $100 million. Do you all hear that? He get $300,000 fees, $500,000. He may go speak at a conference and get $200,000 or $300,000. That's the truth. He may just come to a meeting and sit on the board when they said, because you got this group lobbying for a certain transaction in America, and he may, and they fly him out first class in private jet. Man like him, he's not going to know. He's flying private jets. Pick him up, take him back, wine and dine him, and pay him $500,000. That's the kind of money he makes. Oh, he does what we call charitable, unquote, events. He go and speak to a little group of knuckleheads and they think that, oh, Mr. Clinton, he doesn't charge them anything. But he's making enough from the other side. Well, he has made $100 million. He had nothing. Period. Mr. Bush, when he get out of office, he will make hundreds of millions. Mr. Lyndon Baines Johnson, he was a poor Texas boy. When he died, he was worth $50 million. That's how they do it. That's how they do it. That's how they rob the poor and they give to the rich. And they don't care who you are, what your skin color is. That don't mean a nigga with a dog's meat. Jesse Helm, it created this kind of spirit even amongst the folks in North Carolina. It had this white person that I'm telling you what the commercial was. Had this white person walks in for the job, and then it has these hands balling up the application, say, you lost the job because of affirmative action. It throws it in the trash can, and it shows this picture of these black hands. I don't know if y'all remember that. I remember that. And it was one of the, man, Jesse Helm was really losing. And that altered the whole perception of everyone in North Carolina. He was losing. By percentage, what they were saying. And that, I remember that so vividly. And the whole attitude, the people, their attitude, they created a kind of mind. When they want to turn whites against black, blacks against white, when they want to turn Hispanic, that's why they allow them to come in. They're going to do it, my brothers and sisters. You understand that? That's why we must be in the ark of safety. Because we're not fighting with no white folks. We ain't fighting with no black folks. We ain't fighting with no Hispanics. We stand for defense of the message of Yeshua and nothing else. We not fight for any of them. We fight for the kingdom right to every end. We're not fighting for no one. But that's what this wicked world is doing. Shaping the minds of the people. That they will come against Almighty Yahweh. And that is the truth. May Yah help us all. Be encouraged, brothers and sisters. I am. I'm encouraged. I really am. I'm glad of what Yah is doing. I'm glad of His correction. His chastising. I bless Him for that. Everyone He receives, every son He receives it, that He loves, He cleanses us. He chastises us. And don't tell me we don't need it. We need some work on our butts. And I'm glad He does it. I'm glad He does it. Hallelujah. May Yah enrich us all. May He bless us. Yah barak you all. Bless you all. Let us stand to our feet. May Yah strengthen you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. In all things we do barak you, Almighty Yah. Bless your people and strengthen them, I pray. Give us comfort tonight in Yahshua. Bless all Israel in Yahshua's name. Hallelujah. 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 Hallelujah.